kicking the bass and singing the blues. Miller's company, and his old dog sings harmony. Tambourine tied to his tail, you can hear him moan, you can hear him wail. She got a dollar. Down the road you can hear her holler. I get up, Clyde, we got something to do. That old dog can sing the blues. He don't flinch, Clyde, he don't move an inch. They sit on the porch without no shoes, picking his bass and singing the blues.
Mama don't like catching, catching, should be tonight. Your papa don't like it. Catch it, catch it. Shooby, shooby tonight. Long time I'm waiting. Catch it, catch it. Shooby, shooby tonight. Get you right where you're. Catch it, catch it. Shooby, shooby tonight. All night long we are go catch it, catch it. Shooby, shooby tonight. Me and you are go catch it, catch it. Shooby, shooby tonight. Tell me if you like it. Catch it, catch it. Shooby, shooby tonight. All night long, all night long. Shooby, shooby tonight. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Shooby, shooby tonight. Catch it, catch it. Shooby, shooby tonight. Tonight, come back the moon. Catch it, catch it. Shooby, shooby tonight. Catch it, catch it. Shooby, shooby tonight.
KRDL, Kirtle 109. We spoil music for everyone. Shut up, you little brat.
Oh, KRDL, the Kirtle. Elastic ass with you here in Chino Hills, the last frontier. That's where we're at.
Huh, word, K-double-O-L. You know what it spells, and you know how we do. Live and direct coming at you from the middle of nowhere, the center of everywhere. You gotta check this band, Queens of the Stone Age. If you're not knowing, I'm here to let you know. I'm giving it my stamp of approval, you know what I'm saying? So pick this up.
And we're gonna spell the music for you. This is Millionaire, Queens of the Stone Age. A song about something they'll never be.
All death metal, all the time.
All right. Queens of the Stone Age there. Radio Valencia, I'm the Alchemist. This is Compost Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. Great track from Songs for the Deaf, which is a great title all in itself. Sky is Falling. Yeah. Little Shotgun Blues with Isabel Campbell and Mark Lanigan, though I don't think he was doing anything on the song, although he might have been playing guitar, but that's not normally what he's known for. Ironically, I put those songs together without even thinking of the connection, because Mark Lanigan is the vocalist on Sky is Falling. So, that's an interesting little connection there, but it was not intended. It's just a happy coincidence. I like that. You like happy coincidences? I do. Ah, Catchy Shubi. Oh, wait, no, I skipped it. No, I didn't. Yeah, Catchy Shubi right before that. Peter Tosh from Legalize It. 1976, yeah. Good catchy reggae song, yeah. Catchy, shubby, shubby. Tonight, yeah. Clyde plays electric bass. Love that song. J.J. Cale from his 1971 release, Naturally. So many songs on that record have been covered by so many other people. It's just such a cool thing. J.J. Cale's unsung hero of the blues world from the early 70s there. And a classic from 1969, Love Buzz by Shocking Blue from their 1969 album At Home. Incidentally, that song was covered later by Nirvana on their album Bleach. And so, yeah, the simple switch for King and Queen. And that was really the only difference in the song. Of course, the tempo of the Nirvana player was much faster. I really love the slow drone of the Shocking Blue version a lot. Though, I actually heard the song originally worked by Nirvana first. So, just to sequence things in reverse, as it were. It's kind of like my whole philosophy of like reading the book after I see the movie. It tends to work out better, because usually if I read the book and then I see the movie, I'm usually very disappointed. And then when I read the book after seeing the movie, I'm like pleasantly like, oh yeah, this is better. But I didn't hate the movie because I saw it beforehand. Yeah, I did that with The Shining. That worked real good. And that was kind of my clue. Of course, incidentally, I get a book like The Abyss, which was written after the movie was made. It was written from the movie script by Orson Scott Card. Anyway, I'm getting off topic here. So that was that whole set there. Hey, let's talk a little bit about some other nights of the week. Actually, I'm going to talk about two. I'm going to talk about Wednesday and Thursday. 2 days, all days. So Wednesday is woefully open, so we are looking for more DJs. Literally every slot is either open or filled with a robo DJ, or it is filled with a rerun for one of our other DJs. There are only two live shows going on that day. 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, we got the Cosmo Club, and then the Skeevy Sideshow that runs from 6 to 8. Of course, their rerun immediately follows, so they usually run through it like I normally run through my rerun slot on Saturdays here to do a live continuance, because live is always improved over Memorex. But, we're looking for DJs, so you hope if you're... check out our calendar. Apply now. Apply today. Little thing. You scan it, put it on your phone, and you can just send us a message, right? Also, so let's get into Thursday, which starts immediately at midnight with Puzzling Evidence, which has got to be the most bizarre radio you can ever possibly hear. This guy is like... Okay, so just, think about the song Revolution No. 9, The Beatles, and turn that into a show. That is essentially what it is. Doug does some amazing stuff there, sound collages that are just truly mesmerizing. So I highly recommend you check that out. Getting a little bit later in the day, Time Won't Let Me with Barry. Yes, Barry. Yes, well known. He knows everybody. Barry's a cool guy, a lawyer by trade and an industry lawyer as well. Plays a lot of different topical stuff. He's got a great vast amount of knowledge of local punk and a classic 60s and beyond, so he's a lot of fun to listen to. Brand new DJ here, the Hagriot Happy Hour. Yes, Actually, she wandered in here one night and told me about her past as a DJ, and I said, you should join us, and she did. I'm so happy that happened. And then we have All Heck's Broken Loose after that, 6 to 8 p.m., and that's a really cool show. It plays a great variety of music. It's got a little bit of that whole supernatural vibe to it. And then we got, K-Rob at the end there for Stimulus Regression Programming, and K-Rob plays some pretty cool shit, man. He's got a lot of interesting things. So definitely check that shit out. We'll get back to you next time on the set. I'm going to play a little psychedelic porn crumpets in the next set here, along with some Aesop Rock. I am the Alchemist. This is Complex Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Out Hour.
You should start your day with a bang.
Still, I'm burger meat and purple pills here. Thank you, but call your name. morning, sure you will. Skipped lunch. I'm shrunk. You're back in all your manias. You're sitting in a waiting room. You're dreaming of Arcadia. You're feeling like a baby tooth. The waiting panacea channeling your inner Beowulf in purgatory just before you pay up to fillet yourself. Enough is in the name of help. Cold on a conveyor belt. In an ego death alone. No telephone from Gabriel. I'm half a human combing over home and garden stone. Gold chains over turtleneck, cigars over cologne. A thousand shitty paintings wrap around a wounded animal. Womb with a Schubert, he's a future human cannonball. Little fuckers fighting, mother hiding in her hulu. I'm climbing up the stucco, let's get to the seppuku. Uh-oh, that pretty penny turned a prickly into Benji. If you save up all your winnings, then you get to count your blessings. I finally crunched the budget up and punched the button. She called my name out and pushed me into an oven. The fuck? I'm shrunk. She says, I'm not your enemy. I said, that sounds like something that my enemy would say. Instead of playing off the chemistry, she said, you're being difficult. I said, I'm being guarded. You're a quarter million dead. I get more guidance from my barber. Look, I'm not good at this. I grew up in a noogie fest. You built your walls up higher, said goodbye to all your cookie puss. Here's one. Every time my telephone buzzes, I see images of hooded writers setting fire to hundreds. She said, when you start getting all expressive and symbolic, it's impossible to actualize an honest diagnostic. I said, when you start getting all exact and algebraic, I'm reminded it's a racket, not a rehabilitation, okay. Agree to disagree as grown-ups from opposing clans. Honoring the push and pull, I should have called the scholomance. Oh well. Preservation is a doozy. Will you be needing another appointment? Absolutely, I'm shrunk.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Talking Heads there. That was a fun set. Facts of Life from the album Naked. Quite an amazing band. Of course, David Byrne was just here not too long ago. Did some shows up at the Civic Center. And I didn't get the show, but I heard it was amazing. And I'm sure it was, because he just always is. Vitamin C, tracked by Can from their album Egg Bunyami, 1972 release. Classic band out of Germany. People on the Obscurus Guide. Poker by Electric Light Orchestra from Face the Music, 1975. We had a great track before that by Aesop Rock, Shrunk. Well, you needing another appointment? Absolutely, I'm shrunk. Fun song, one of his best, Aesop Rock's album. I think his finest work to date is called The Impossible Kid. He has done a lot of other great work, too, though. And he's released some stuff recently as well. So more to explore from that guy at some other future date. All aboard the SS Sinker, Psychedelic Porn Crumpets from Franzoli. And it came out in 2023. Great band. They just dropped another album, which I haven't heard a lick of yet, but I heard about it. So that's cool. I love that band. And out of Australia, Psychedelic Porn Crumpets. What a great name. Adrian Ballou with a beatbox guitar to do the previous interlude. So that was fun and all that. This is a classic Alice and James track from Jar of Flies. Whale and Wasp is the name of the song. Nice little instrumental piece to lead us into our next thing. Okay, so it's my DJ break. We're going to play a nice, long, progressive rock song. Loud, bombastic, and all through a journey. It is title track to Emerson, Lake & Palmer's second album, Tarkus. The nice 20-minute track took up an entire album side, so you're going to get the full, unedited version right now on Radio Valencia.
Don't ever seen your eyes. Have the days made you so unwise? Realize you are. Had you talked to the winds of time? Your sin.
just said a prayer, save every single hair on his head. He's dead. The minister of hate had just arrived too late to be spared. Who cared? The wheel in the man that he made. The builder wandered in, committing every sin that he could. So good. The cardinal of grief was set in the belief he'd be saved from the grave. The wheeler in the web that he made. We'll be right back.